Marble by Ali Bishop, read by Penelope Smart.
Mattering, Auntie. Carrara is also the birthplace of anarchy, born of a collective revolt in the late 19th and early 20th centuries against the perilous, exploitative, and corrupt conditions under which the marble quarrymen had labored. This rich material that graces the arches and floors of so many palaces and parliaments became the scrim against which a dramatic scene of workers' rebellion was played out. A revolt against the rule of law, against the tyranny of capital over labor, and against the very notion of authority. During the volleys of anarchic sedition that took place in and around Carrara, the anarchists fled to the wilder parts of the Apuane Alps. Here, they fed themselves on lardo, a type of salami specific to the region, made from streaked strips of pork fatback, coddled together with brittle quills of rosemary, aromatics, and the thick sashes of salt, and cured for months in the basins carved from blocks of marble. Lardo basins could be hidden in the dark recesses of the Apuane mountain caves, where the anarchists took refuge, and where the coolness of the marble kept fat at a constant temperature without spoiling. Like the marbled cliffs themselves, the anarchic movement has much deeper roots in the early romantic oppression of the slaves who tarried in the marble quarries, and which, centuries later, prompted the quarrymen to form labor collectives through which to assert their rights. When, under pressure from his Medici patrons, Michelangelo canceled his contract with the Carrara quarries to source marble from a site further south, the marble quarrymen revolted, trapping Michelangelo in his quarters and conspiring to prevent the removal of his marble blocks to Rome by sea. Eventually, Michelangelo was forced to build his own road across the Apuane Mountains and through the marsh plains beyond it to bring his marble monoliths back to the Holy See. Thus, anarchy spilled itself into every seam of the Carraran life, arousing one of the early anarchists, Galileo Palla, to claim that here, even the stones are anarchists.